Today, we begin a special series spotlighting northern New Mexicans whose lives offer an intriguing look at the diversity of the people of this region of our state. KUNM's cellist Glenn Denning and Grace Berg begin with this look at artist Katie Ortiz.
In northern New Mexico, it's said that the people are inseparable from the land. The land, of course, is extraordinary. And so are the people. Katie Ortiz is a house painter by trade, a fine arts painter by passion, and a homesteader by tradition. I arrive at her 1.5-acre ranch in Abiquiu amid corn and cota, kittens and hens, and sheep.
The way I grew up with no running water, we took baths in the creek, and there was no mirror to look at in the mirror, only the truck mirror. My dad would say, "Yeah, it's about time you comb your hair." I'd say, "Well, okay." But it's just such a wonderful lifestyle and never left my heart.
But things aren't always as peaceful in the country as one might imagine.
My sheep got out of their corral and into the neighbor's yard.
The sheep have gotten out, so we're waiting to see if she can't get them to come in. She says that the sheep that are in the pen are calling the sheep that are outside the pen. She's very worried because outside the pen they could get up on the road.
I got them too excited, so they proceeded to go to the next fence, and thank God part of my family came home and helped me put them back in. So through the stickers and through the weeds and through the mosquitoes, the sheep are back in their pen safely.
Once settled back into the trailer, Katie talks about her roots in northern New Mexico.
Originally, my father was from Nambe, and early in the 50s, he bought a piece of property in Caniloan, where we summered with the cattle and the horses and wintered in Nambe. My great-grandfather owned it was a stagecoach stop, like an inn, when there was no high road to Taos. And there they would stop there and trade horses and go over the Monte to Taos because there was no road through the river.
She also has Navajo blood.
My great-grandmother, Vasilia was her name, was full-blooded Navajo. And she was traded for horses, and then the Indians came and sold her back, and then my grandpa went and got her back again.
Katie's roots extend north as far as Caniloan, as far south as Santa Fe.
And my grandmother's side on my mom's side is the one that was from Canyon Road. And her whole family lived all the way from Canyon Road to Acequia Madre. They owned all that property, and it was like, how all the old adobe houses are all connected. One would get married and they'd add some more rooms. So that's the way it was on Canyon Road.
And she spent much of her youth in Caniloan.
I lived with my father up in the mountains there and stayed up at sheep camps and stuff like that. My dad was a real busy man. He was a businessman, so he would leave me at the sheep camps, and they were my babysitters.
She says the experience of the sheep today is linked to her childhood.
Now I live in Abiquiu, New Mexico, and I have 1.4 acres. Little tiny mini ranch. I raise the sheep and chickens, and I grow all my own food, and I'm real grateful that, I stayed and I never went anywhere and left this lifestyle. It's just a complete circle. When it's all said and done, it would just be this big old circle.
For KUNM, this is cellist Glenn Denning.
And sound designer Grace Berg.
In Abiquiu, New Mexico.